on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Shannon is told officials in Donegal County Council are being subject to unacceptable online abuse by some defective bloc protesters and that the protests in Donegal are being coordinated by Sinn Féin. Deputy Patrick McLaughlin has called on Senator Niall Blaney to withdraw those comments. The Minister for Housing has published the report of the market surveillance of construction products produced from quarries in Donegal. The Irish state is 100 years old today, and people should be putting their health first when it comes to heating their homes. That's according to the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around about 5:15, but we begin with that discussion that took place in the Shannon this afternoon. Deputy Niall Blaney told senators that officials in Donegal County Council are being subjected to unacceptable abuse online by defective bloc protesters. If that doesn't stop, he said, then a full-scale Garda inquiry should be launched. The issue was raised by Senator Blaney, who claimed there's a campaign of opposition to the redress scheme being orchestrated by Sinn Féin for political purposes. He suggested the same isn't happening in Mayo, because the local Sinn Féin TD there, Rose Conway Walsh, wouldn't accept it. He told the Shannon one official has already left Donegal County Council early as a result of the online abuse.
Yesterday, the chief executive of Donegal County Council had to write to some of the protesters that attended the chambers in Lifford last week in relation to the MICA scheme and, moreover, the intimidation of a staff by certain individuals online and at the protest that day. And what's going on is completely undesirable. And it's not on. There has to call a stop to it. It's beyond the pale what's going on. I've taken a lot of abuse over the last 18 months, and I'm big enough to take it. I don't mind it. But officials are beyond the pale. This scheme that's coming, the MICA scheme, is a good scheme. The people in Donegal want it. We are sick of people and the opposition trying to create blocks. And I'll call it here today. This isn't happening in Mayo because Deputy Rose Conway Walsh wouldn't have it. But with designers and the Sinn Féin Party in Donegal who are behind this and trying to muck up the scheme. It reminds me of Deputy Colin Ann's message after he got elected in one of the last elections, where Chucky Arla and the establishment. They're trying to F the establishment in Donegal, and this is how they're trying to do it, by blocking this scheme. It's not on, it's not good enough. We're having no more of it. I, for one, am not standing for it. We as politicians can take it. Officials are there. Without them, we cannot have this scheme. We lost one good official in Donegal in our housing department. Well, it was a number of years from retirement. Couldn't take abuse online anymore. Uncalled for. We can't have a scheme in Donegal without officials, without Donegal County Council making this scheme work. So I have one last call to Sinn Féin. Pull in their dog in Donegal. Have a bit of law and order in Donegal. We're not taking it anymore. And if there's one more official call in Donegal, I'm asking for a full-scale Garda inquiry to what's going on.
And it was Senator Niall Blaney speaking this afternoon in Shannon Éireann. Well, a short time afterwards, I spoke to Sinn Féin Deputy Patrick McLaughlin, who gave his response. He says Senator Blaney's claims are offensive and he urged him to withdraw them. He told Highland Radio News the defective blocks campaign is being led not by Sinn Féin, but by homeowners who have been let down by the council and the state.
Well, these are outrageous and offensive comments from Senator Niall Blaney. The campaign in Donegal is led by homeowners whose lives have been destroyed by the failure of the state to regulate the quarries, to regulate the concrete block manufacturers. That is what has always been throughout the years, led by homeowners. To dismiss that, to claim it's led by Sinn Féin, is deeply offensive to the campaigner. So he needs to apologise for those remarks immediately. But more importantly, he needs to step up himself as a government representative, get a scheme that works for people, that is 100% redress, and get a scheme that delivers emergency supports to families who are living in homes that are not fit for human habitation right now.
And as for the claim that officials in Donegal County Council are being subjected to abuse online, that some officials were abused at a recent protest, and that at least one staff member has already left the council early because of that abuse.
Senator Blaney needs to clarify who the official is that resigned, what were the issues that were made. But I'll say this very, very clearly, that the anger at Donegal County Council, at the government, at those who were responsible for regulating quarries and defective concrete blocks in the state is justified. The state failed right across the country and in Donegal, so people are right to be angry and hurt and deeply upset about all of that. But no, it isn't right to attack any particular individuals, but certainly the body, be it local government, central government, has failed people in this county, and that people have a right to challenge that.
Deputy Padraig McLaughlin speaking to us there. Will the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, today publish the report of the market surveillance of construction products produced from quarries in Donegal? The audit found in general there was a level of formal non-compliance with the requirements of the construction products regulation among economic operators in Donegal. The issue is primarily related to errors in paperwork and omissions from that paperwork, and generally they say they did not reflect a concern with the tested performance of the actual product. Formal correct actions were required in relation to three economic operators, two in respect of concrete blocks and one in relation to aggregates. That issue also being discussed at a meeting of the Oireachtas Housing Committee, which is ongoing at the moment. That can be viewed on the Oireachtas website. It's taking place in Committee Room 3 at present. The Irish state is 100 years old today. The 1922 Constitution was signed in London 100 years ago, 1 year after the treaty was agreed with the British government. With more, here's Quisha Connolly.
On the 6th of December 1922, on the first anniversary of the signing of the Anglo-Irish Treaty, the Irish Free State formally came into existence. Ireland would be officially known as the Irish Free State until the new constitution was introduced in 1937. Editor of History Ireland, Tommy Graham, says some parts of the 1922 Constitution have survived to this day.
It says, for example, that the political power, the sovereignty arises from the people. Now, that is in contradiction to the allegiance to the king, you might think, you know, but those features then were later subsumed into Dev's 1937 Constitution. So we can say that certain sections of it did survive into our present Constitution.
Former Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader John Bruton says influence of British institutions remain in place to this day.
We also did inherit from the British a civil service that was politically impartial. And one of the problems that other countries face, notably the United States, is they have a completely politicized civil service. And that's not good, I think, for democracy.
Today also marks the centenary of the first stamp issued by the newly independent post office. And AnPost has released a special stamp to commemorate the centenary.
Well, as well as the Constitution, the Common Travel Area also came into being 100 years ago today. And today, the DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, said that should be used as an example to break the deadlock over the Northern Ireland Protocol. Mr. Donaldson says the arrangement between Ireland and Britain long predates the entry of either country into the EEC and is about facilitating everyone. He claims the protocol has been based on punitive measures imposed against the UK. €638,000 has been announced in direct exchequer support for Donegal Airport today. The funding is being administered under the Regional Airports Programme, which provides money for vital safety and security operations at airports such as air traffic control, fire services and security. People should put their health first when it comes to deciding on heating their homes in the cold weather forecast for the coming days. That's according to An Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. Met Éireann has issued a national status yellow low temperature and ice warning for Thursday and Friday, with the possibility of snow in Donegal from tomorrow evening. The winter weather advisory has been updated to include Sunday and Monday of next week and is predicting black ice on the roads. Well, the Taoiseach says winter supports are always under review when it comes to fuel supplies. And with regards to energy supply security, he says at this point there is no issue.
So far, we're with positions we should be okay. Earlier in the year, one can never give ultimate guarantees for the entirety of the winter period. But we've had a mild winter so far, and we are about to enter into, obviously, a difficult week or two in terms of the climate.
A housing expert says years of poor housing policies have led to Ireland's rental sector becoming a European outlier. New figures from the Banking and Payments Federation show rent has increased in Ireland by 82% since 2010. That compares to the European average of 18%. The BFPFI's report dominated leaders' questions in the Dáil this afternoon, with the government coming under fire for its housing policies. The Public Expenditure Minister, Michael McGrath, told deputies that 26,000 homes are to be built this year by the state, the highest figure since 2008. However, the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, said the government is utterly underestimating the issue.
This is an emergency. This is a disaster for families in their real lived lives. And your government has dragged your feet. You come in here week after week telling fairy tales, make believe, imagining that your approach is working when it is plainly failing.
Gardaí are urging witnesses to a fatal road traffic collision in Ballyshannon to come forward. Michael Ward was killed on Thursday last at approximately 10:45 in the morning when his tractor overturned on the roadside at Corlea outside Ballyshannon. Garda Niall Maguire today appealed to anyone who may have witnessed the collision to contact Gardaí.
Some of your listeners may be aware that last Thursday, the 1st of December, at around 10:45 in the morning at Ballyshannon, a tractor overturned on the roadside in Corlea outside Ballyshannon, and unfortunately the driver of the tractor, a man aged in his 70s, was fatally injured, Greg. So my colleagues in Ballyshannon are investigating. So the usual appeal applies, Greg. Any users on the road with maybe camera footage would be interested in if they could make it available to us. You can contact my colleagues in Ballyshannon on 071-985-8530, or indeed for any of the appeals, the confidential Garda line on 1-800-666-111.
And staying with the Community Garda, slot on today's 9 till noon show, Gardaí have renewed an appeal over the whereabouts of 16-year-old AJ O'Sullivan, who was last seen in the Mallon area in the early hours of last Thursday. It's believed he may have travelled to County Cork. Garda Niall Maguire today renewed the Garda appeal for information on his whereabouts.
Yes, this is a young chap, AJ O'Sullivan. He's 16 years of age, last seen in the Mallon area of County Donegal. AJ is described as being 5'4". Last seen on Thursday the 1st of December. He's slim build, brown hair and blue eyes. I think you may have a photograph on your Facebook page, Greg, if I'm correct. It's believed that AJ may have travelled to County Cork. That's our latest information. So again, if anyone wants to contact ourselves or yourselves, or indeed more specifically my colleagues at Buncrana on 074 932 0540.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. This Christmas, treat the GAA fan in your life to a Donegal jersey or the Six Sock Donegal men's gift box. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with World Cup football. Are we set for another set of penalties in the competition in Qatar? We'll know in just under 20 minutes' time, because the second half of extra time between Morocco and Spain is just about to kick off. There hasn't been any goals there as yet in that last 16 tie. It is currently 0-0 and penalties looming, but will one of the sides be able to get a decisive goal to send them in to the quarterfinals, where the winner will meet the winners of Portugal and Switzerland? That game is at 7 o'clock. And it's the last game of the last 16 round. Cristiano Ronaldo is not guaranteed to start for the Portuguese. Their manager, Fernando Santos, says he was unhappy with the players' reaction after Ronaldo was substituted in the game against South Korea. Michael O'Neill is understood to be on the verge of becoming Northern Ireland manager for a second time. The former Shamrock Rovers boss was in charge of Northern Ireland between 2012 and 2020, where he guided them to the European Championship finals in 2016. O'Neill has been out of management since he was sacked by Stoke back in August. The Irish Football Association let Ian Barraclough go in October. Other games tonight, semi-finals in the Irish League Cup. Two intriguing ties taking place. Cliftonville play Coleraine in what is a repeat of last year's Cup final. On that occasion, Cliftonville won by 4-3 after extra time. And the other semi-final is an all-Belfast battle as Glentoran take on Linfield. And both matches start tonight at 7:45. Golf's world number one, Rory McIlroy, has been confirmed for next year's Irish Open at the K Club in County Kildare. The tournament will be held from September the 7th to the 10th. McIlroy won the last edition of the Irish Open staged at the K Club, and that was back in 2016. He will use next year's event as part of his final preparations for the Ryder Cup in Rome. Donegal jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall won the Flat Achievement Award at last night's Horse Racing Awards at Mansion House in Dublin. McMonagall did, of course, retain his champion apprentice title. He also enjoyed his first Group 1 success on board the Joseph O'Brien trained Alrifa in the Goff's Vincent O'Brien National Stakes at the Curragh.
It was a magical day. I was going into the race quietly confident, more hopeful than anything that something might come from it, and it was an unbelievable day, a massive experience. It all worked out in the day, and it's a day I'll never ever forget. Great to get this award as well and on a big night. Very grateful for all the opportunities everyone's given me throughout the year. It wouldn't be possible without them, and I had a great year, so hopefully next year is as good.
To rugby, Eddie Jones says he's pleased with what he achieved as England head coach after losing his job today. The Australian won 3 Six Nations titles and led the team to the 2019 World Cup final during 7 years in charge. They've been on a poor run of form, however, and lost to Argentina and South Africa in November. Steve Borthwick has been tipped to replace Jones, with Richard Corkrell in temporary charge. The World Cup in France is just 9 months away. And finally, in other rugby news, John Cooney, Ian Henderson and Tom Stewart are all doubts for Ulster's opening Heineken Champions Cup match against the Seal Sharks on Sunday. All three are following return-to-play protocols after being removed from play with head injuries in their 9-point loss to Leinster in the URC last Saturday. And that's your sport for the moment. Just at that World Cup game, still no goals. They're, 3.5 minutes into the second period of extra time. Morocco 0, Spain 0. Donal.
Thank you, Washing. Jerry Hutch's barrister says it's illogical and inconceivable to suggest that dropping Jonathan Dowdall's murder charge wasn't a quid pro quo for him to make a witness statement. Dowdall, a former Sinn Féin councillor, was also due to stand trial for the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel before his plea to a lesser charge was accepted. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has more.
Jonathan Dowdall was due to stand trial for David Byrne's murder, but the charge against him was dropped after his plea to a lesser charge was accepted. Jerry Hutch is now the only one on trial for the murder, and Dowdall is willing to take the stand to give evidence on behalf of the prosecution. The judges have been hearing about his dealings with the investigation team in the lead-up to making a witness statement in September. A letter from his solicitor indicated his intention to give evidence. If that happens, Detective Superintendent Joseph McLaughlin was told the murder charge would have to be dropped. The solicitor told him they weren't looking for a quid pro quo, but Mr. Hutch's barrister suggested that was precisely what they were looking for. He said it was irrational, illogical and inconceivable to think otherwise. Detective Superintendent McLaughlin disagreed. He said the decisions were made separately. Frank Graney, the Special Criminal Court.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating the theft of a white Scania R450 lorry from a yard in the Bower in Killigordon. The lorry with registration 172SO629 was taken on Sunday last between 11 p.m. and 11:06 p.m. A car entered the yard. It was a silver grey BMW with Northern Ireland registration plates. An occupant of that car left the yard in the lorry, accompanied by the BMW. They both travelled in the direction of Liscooley. Gardaí urging anyone that was in the area of Killigordon who may have a dash cam to make that footage available to Gardaí. A Derry MLA has welcomed news that the Causeway Coastal Route in Northern Ireland will officially connect to the Wild Atlantic Way. A total of €7.6 million in funding has been provided by the Irish Government's Shared Island Unit with help to launch and market the new connection. It'll see the Wild Atlantic Way extend into the start of the Causeway Coastal Route in Derry. It stretches on around the northern coast to Belfast. Derry MLA Cara Hunter says it'll be a massive boost for the tourist offering of the entire northwest.
I'm delighted to hear the news that the Irish Government's Shared Island Unit will see millions of pounds of investment to connect the Wild Atlantic Way to the Causeway Coastal Route. Being from the northwest, I think it has incredible unlocked potential, and this news today is so welcome, given that there'll be so many opportunities that lie ahead. And being from Portrush myself, based on the Causeway Coast, and speaking with local businesses there, surfing businesses, coffee shops, everybody's excited about this announcement today, and it really shows what can happen and what opportunities are there when North and South work closely together and collaborate. So very welcome news, and I know local people will be very happy.
And finally, a public meeting takes place in Dunkaneely on Friday night to discuss the closure of the GP practice in the area. Last month, it was confirmed there's to be no GP service in Dunkaneely. Instead, people will face a trip to Glenties to see their GP. A public meeting takes place in the community centre at 8:30 on Friday to discuss the health centre's long-term future. Roger Meehan, one of the meeting's organisers, says local people want clarity on what's going to happen in the long term.
At the moment, for medical card holders, you're asked to make an appointment in Glenties. which would be over 15 miles away from Dunkinilly. But this doesn't like affect just Dunkinilly on its own. Mm-hmm. There would be people, say, from Donegal Town as far in as Kilcare, members of this particular health centre. It's clarity. Like, this is only an interim arrangement that the former doctor that was there is providing for the patients. He's facilitating them down in Glenties until a new GP is located for the area. But here we are located. In the letter, it states that as from April last year that he's provided GP cover to Letcher McAward and Doherty. So, like, it's not the doctor. He's taken up another position and he's only facilitating his patients, and we wish him well, and a terrible good doctor we had.
Is that in Glenties or in Dunkinilly? Sorry, Roger.
It'll be in Glenties now. So you'd have to make your appointment through Glenties if you're a part of the health centre.
So if you're a private patient, is there a GP service still available in Dunkinilly?
We're not really sure of that. I don't think so. I think everything is coordinated through Glenties, and to be honest, we're not sure. You see, this is the thing. We're trying to contact different people. We're trying to contact the HSE. Look, there's a lot of scaremongering going on in the area, and the older people in the area aren't sure what's going on, and they're afraid. We're afraid that maybe NowDoc and all might get clogged up. And even A&E and Letterkenny, you've seen last week, 83 people sitting in trolleys and whatnot. That if people start going to the hospital and going to NowDoc and clogging it up, that's going to have repercussions for the whole area. Clarity and people speaking out and telling us what's going to happen in our area.
And that meeting to discuss that issue takes place in Dunkinilly on Friday night at 8:30. Well, the forecast cold this evening with some clear spells, a few light showers as well in north-facing coastal areas, winds light and northerly in direction. Tonight, very cold with a widespread frost, temperatures dropping to between -3 and +1 degrees Celsius, possibly lower locally in light northerly winds. It'll generally be dry and clear, but becoming somewhat cloudier later with isolated showers developing. Some of the showers may turn wintry, particularly over higher ground. Tomorrow, Wednesday, it'll be cold with top temperatures of just 3 to 5 degrees Celsius, light northwest or variable winds, a mix of cloud and sunny spells along with some well-scattered showers, those showers becoming increasingly wintry during the day with a possibility of snow on some higher ground tomorrow evening. Main stories in brief. The Shannon's been told officials in Donegal County Council are being subjected to unacceptable abuse online by some defective bloc protesters. Senator Niall Blaney said if that doesn't stop, then a full-scale Garda probe should be launched. While responding to the claims this afternoon, Donegal Sinn Féin Deputy Padraig McLaughlin called the claim offensive. He urged Senator Blaney to withdraw the comments. He told Highland Radio News the defective bloc's campaign is being led not by Sinn Féin, but by homeowners who have been let down by the state and the local authority. The Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, has published a report of the market surveillance of construction products produced from County Donegal quarries. Full details on our website on that one. The Irish state is 100 years old today. The 1922 Constitution was signed in London 100 years ago today, a year after the treaty was agreed. We're back with more at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 6th of December. The death has taken place of Sarah Friel, née Robinson, Mina Claddy Guidor, originally of Pound Street, Dunfanaghy. Her remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Rosary nightly at 8. Funeral Mass in St. Columbkill's Church, Clonfilla, on Thursday morning at 11 with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu to the Lake House Nursing Home Dunfanaghy, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Ethna McCauley, Drung Quigley's Point. Wake at Ethna's home from 7 o'clock this evening. Ethna's funeral mass will take place on Thursday at 12 noon in St. Columbus Church, Drung, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member. Funeral mass can be viewed live on stcolumbusdrung.net. The death has taken place of Tommy Lynch, 2 Rockfield Terrace, Buncrana. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's funeral home in Buncrana with viewing from 7 o'clock to 9:30 this evening. Funeral from there at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Neil Doherty, Row, Glengollen House, Railway Road, Buncrana. Remains reposing at Glengollen House. Funeral from there on Thursday at 10 to 11, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11:30, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred of Edward Eddie McKinley, R.A. Hira, Fanad. Remains reposing at his sister Kathleen's home in Pollaid, Fanad. Removal from there at 10:30 tomorrow, travelling via Ballure, Ballymichael and Ballinabrocky to arrive in St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, for 11:00 Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the St Mary's Fanavolte and St Columba's Mass Mount Facebook page. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or McAteer Funeral Directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.